Akdimu, Hanech, the Yasmin Alayim Buduchtayu. That this one person now did not answer Zimun already before when he was there. Avol Azman Alayim Buduchtayu. As each one, when he was at his original place, there were three people. But those two people benched, and he answered to them. So since he already answered Zimun for those two people, it's Porach Zimun Minayu. It goes off the Chiv Zimun now. Even though this one has to bench, but he doesn't have to bench with Zimun anymore, because he was already Yoytze Zimun with the other two. So now when all these three come together, there's no Chiv Zimun here. Amar Rav Minu Aminullah, how do I know this Yisoid, that the Chiv Zimun could go off them, since they already answered Zimun in their place? Titanan, Mita, you had a Mita there that was Tummy. The locker is, how do you get a Torah? You have to break it, make the bread in here. Shenigna Vachetzia, it's a Ghana broke it for you, a Ghana stole half the bed. Oy shovda, you lost half the bed. As it was a folding bed, you lost half of it. Le shovda chetsha. Oy shechalku achim, you got a Yerusha and the achim divided up. Oy shutfim, is tohira about the bed now is broken up. It becomes Torah. The hechziru, mashenkin. If you hechziru, if you put the bed back together again, mikabel is tuma. Zdiyek mikan labo. Only for now on will be mikabel tuma. Zdiyek mikan labo in. Only if some new sheretz touches the bed now over the mafreya loin, but the old tumah the bed has once the bed divided in half, it was poka the tumah doesn't come back again. Alma kivan the palguhu paruch le tumah mino. Since you divided the bed, the tumah goes off. It's hachinami kivan the asman alayu. Since these three people, with each one was a his chabura, there were three people there, but the other two benched and said zimun, and he answered to them. So the second he answers for them was Parach went off him, his Chiv Zimun, his Parach Zimun Minayin doesn't come back again. Even though you come back now three people together, still the Chiv Zimun doesn't come back. Right, so modern Tushtel, we have to come on to Tumah form, but that's Rav's Tushtel. That you say that even though you had a Chiv Zimun, it goes off you, and it doesn't come back again. Right, there is Chaburus. Mishnah says we have two Chaburus. They can't, two Chaburus. And we saw this man that these people can see the other table, then they're mitzvah. But if they can't see the other table, then they're not mitzvah. Tona, the bright says, Im ye shamish b'neim shamish mitzvah. Bernageya, even if you have two bathrooms brought down, you have two different rooms. One of the men are reading at this table, and ladies are reading at another table, or some. You have a man at this table, and then the next room. So in a different room, you can't see one the other. So who you wouldn't be able to let one be mezamim for everybody. But if there's one waiter that's waiting on both tables, he's mitzvah to two tables together. Then it passed to have a zimun from one table to be mitzvah to the other table, providing they hear the brachas. The Drashi. Im ye shamish b'neim, Drashi shamish l'shteim, that the one waiter is waiting on both tables, is shamish mitzarfon. Afo pi shein elu royin es elu. Kagain yuriya prusa b'neim. Even though there's a dividing of a chitza between both of them, still it helps. So Tosafot says the Rashi's mashman has to be in the same room. Just you have a prusa yuriya, you have a mechitza between both of them. Tosafot says no more. Tosafot says shamash mitzarfon lezamin. For who are din b'shnei batim? Who are din in two different houses? O b'nayodim oimdim a mesham shemizu lezu is mitzarfon. Now that's me passing the locker also. So chenisib yishalmi. For that yishmu brichas hamizumin. You have to be able to hear though the bracha from the mavarach, even though you're two different rooms. So if you have one waiter waiting on both of you, you can have the mitzvah for zim. Right? Ain mavarach and alayin. The Mishnah says you can't use the yain for kosher bracha unless you first added water into the raw wine. Tana rabbanim, yain. Actually, nosnul teichay mayim until you put water into it, so it's not roy ready to drink yet. Ain mavarach and olav. Bor pri hagofen, ela bor pri yates. You don't make the chosh of a bracha pri hagofen because it's not drinkable yet. But you make a bor pri yates because this has a chshivis of the pri itself. Like we said, this is not called may peris, like orange juice. Because by wine, the ikra of the grape is the juice that comes out of it. So you make a bor pri yates. Shrashi ein mevorach and ela bor pri hagofen, levi shoye yenim chozek miyoid. Their wine, the raw wine, was very, very strong. Yain royal ishtiya wasn't able to drink this wine, it was so strong. But loy mayim hilkar chakati loyishtani lemayusa. The wine, like the juice of the grapes, didn't come to his chashav amayla yet. But loy zos mi brichos rishayna doesn't go away from his first bracha. Rehu Kandovim, it's like grapes. Or Virchose Bar Priates. Right?
The lotion that on grape juice
can
make a grape juice, a grape
juice
also.
No.
It has, it's not
the Gemara Lachim. It is grape juice. It's here, it's a different thing. Here, it's not drinkable. Grape juice is drinkable. Here, it's very strong wine. Because then comes to my use, because you can't drink it the way it is. That's why it's Yayin Chai. It's not drinkable. Grape juice is very geschmack. Vinoit, Elabor Priate. Vinoitlim Menel Yadayim. You're allowed to use it for Tilo Shadayim. It doesn't have a shame yayin to it yet. It's still called like may peris, like water. So if you have nothing else to wash your hands with, you're allowed to wash your hands with this type of a yayin. Yayin chai. Once you put water into the wine, now it's drinkable. Now it came to its mile of the good stage. Now you make a bar priagofen. Divrei Reb Lezi, not allowed to use it for Tilos Yadayim, is not called water anymore, got a new shame, Yayin. And Yayin, according to Reb Lezi, you can't use for Tilos Yadayim. Shrashi, Mishnos Atoich HaMayim, shame Yayin Olov, now I got a shame Yayin. V'yein Noitle and Elabamayim. That's the first. Loshen does half Reb Lezi. V'chachol HaMayimrim, Benkach u'Benkach, Mevorchen Olov Bar Priagofen. Say, oh no, in both cases it's called Yayin, and you do make a Bar Priagofen. And Metchila, you're not supposed to use this for Tilos Yadayim. So Metchila, you can't use Yayin for Tilos Yadayim. And the Mechava Lochet brought down all different shittas. The first shitta is you should not use Yayin. Another shitta is only white wine you could use. And the Maskana is that Peshas Atchak, if you have nothing else to use, then you could use Yayin. But about the Metchila, we don't use Yayin for Tilos Yadayim, we only use water. So the Mor Keman Ozlo. Who does it go like Shmuel's memory? That Shmuel says, Oise Odom called Torcha Bapas. You could do whatever you want with pas. Now, if you're eating soup or eating chicken, you want to use the bread as a fork or a spoon to help eat the food with, you're allowed to do whatever you want with the pas. It's command Kriyablezer. Goes according to Kriyablezer. Shrashi Kriyablezer. The Yoman Neutlin Hemenu Yadayim. Vulachayish Lehefsedoichlim. Mishbiya Savoro. Shmuel says what? You can do whatever you want with the pas. So who you be mafsa deichla? It's not nice. So you see like Reb Lezer also, he says you're allowed to wash your hands with the yayin. I you be mafsa the yayin. And the minor teretz says, since you're doing a fritz sarach, we don't care about be mafsa deichla. It's not called batashkes. You're doing a fritz sarach. How do with pas? If you have a good purpose to do with the bread, you're allowed to do it. It's not called being mafsa batashkes. Come on, Reb Lezer. Om Reb Yisiv Reb Chanina, Moidim Chachom the Reb Lezer, Dekoy Shel Brocho, but this, even a chama moida, even though they say on raw wine you make a bar priagofen, it's considered wine. But when you come to bench, you have to have better wine to bench with. Hey, on the kosher bracha, you don't bench until you put water into it. My timer, omravoshia bina mitzvah min amukhor. When you're benching, you have to use nice wine, good wine. It means wine worth to drink. If it's too strong, it's not drinkable, that's not called yain mitzvah min amukhar. Kedigmar of Rabbonin l'may chozit, chorus hakakasha. How could Rabbonin say, on this strong wine, you make a bar for your girlfriend, it's called wine, l'may chozit, who drinks it? Trash l'may chozit, l'shtid l'vorch n'olav bircha for yain. Who could drink this? You can't drink it. And chorus so strong, you have no hano, it's not drinkable. Am Rabbi Yosi chozit l'karitin. Trashi pinshabalaz, v'loshachachma lumnin. We are lunted. It's right to add other things into it. You could put other type of ingredients into it to make it drinkable. You could add sugar into it or other ingredients into it. So you make a drink out of it. So the ikur is the yayin. Therefore you make a bar for your gofen. But then I'm asking, if you drink it raw and have no time, maybe you don't make a brocha. But there are ways of fixing it up without adding water to it. You add other ingredients, sugar, that makes it drinkable. But still not called minhamula to make bircha samazin on it until you add water. When you put water, that makes it mula. Tana Rabbonim, Dalet Dvorim Nemru Bapas. The four halachas about bread. Ein manichin bosir chai alapas. You shouldn't put raw meat on top of bread, because poshut the blood will go into the bread and ruin the bread. You be master eichlim. You have to be naive like COVID to the bread. The poshut is not like Shmuel. Not like Shmuel says ois ois to odin kol tzarch bapas. But there are different agdoras, what year and what not. So be mafsa the pas, you're not allowed to. shouldn't put raw meat on top of bread. Same thing, you shouldn't have a kais, and for the underneath the bech, you shouldn't have a piece of bread. Because since the kais is molit, mustard is going to fall over and it'll ruin the bread. We ain't zorkin es apat. You can't throw bread. It's not bizoyin apat. We ain't soimchin es akar apat. Same thing, you can't put a plate, your portion on top of bread. To be mevaz of the pat. Shashem avirin kais mol el apat, shlo yishbarach al apat. Vote apat bizuya. They went down to eat together. They cut the bread together. I see the kamayo tamri, rimoni. They brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. Shoko mazutra, Abzutra took it. Postak lekamed Ravashi. He threw it in front of Ravashi and distino. Shrashi postak zorak distino mishabalaz mona shavos mavushel. He threw in front of him a piece of chopped meat, a cooked meat he threw in front of him. Omalei told back to him, Loisovul omal, hodetanya, don't you hold like we learned in the Braitha, ain't zorchin es oichlim? You're not allowed to throw oichlim? It's a bizorchin es oichlim, you can't stop throw meat. Any oichlim he threw it. And the Gemara know, hahi bepas tanya, that's only by pas. Bread is the most chash of oichlim we have, you have to be noy kov for bread, you're not allowed to throw bread. Mashen came to throw food, you're allowed to, providing it's a mokum nok, you're not going to ruin the food. You're allowed to stand, throw food in front of him, to put like into his plate. There's no Indian of mevazet oichlim. Only by pas, you shouldn't throw the pas mevazet. Mevazet, to throw food on the floor, or to make it the meat, that you can't eat it, that you shouldn't do. Pas tanya. For the more of a tanya, you learn another brayso, no, kishem shein zorkin as a pas. Kach ain't zorchin es oichlin. They say even other oichlim are also losa. Omalei v'atanya. We don't know the brayson. Afal pi shen zorchin es apas. Avu zorchin es oichlin. It's here to steer in the brayses. This brayses claw only pas. You have to be neikov and not to throw. But other oichlim it's muta. Elo lekasha. There's no steer in the two brayses. Ho be midah de mimis. If the food you're going to throw is going to become mias, so then you can't throw it. Like nuts. If you throw nuts, it's not going to become moist. You're allowed to throw nuts. But shenkei bread, even in the case where the bread won't become moist, you have to be no cover the pas. You're not allowed to throw pas. Shashi midi the moist, she mismoyed with ricosoi. Can't tame them. If you throw dates, that when you throw it to land and squash, it's not nice. She bishlo kotzorkim betusim. If it's all ripe already, so by throwing it, it'll be squashed. The loy mimis, remind of a guys and pomegranates or nuts. The whole double kosher that you're allowed to throw. Tana Rabbonin, Mamshichin Yain Bitznoiros Lefnei Achos Lefnei Akala. If you want to make something nice, Lefnei Achos Lefnei Akala, you're allowed to pour wine through Tznoiros, through pipes. And there's no Hefzer Oichlim here, because you're catching it on the bottom. So just down to Mechasamei Achosin, you're allowed to use the Oichlim to Mechasamei Achosin. Shashi Mamshichin Yain Bitznoiros, Mishum Simen Toiv, was a Simen Toiv. It's in the bottom of the pipe, you have a kli to mekabel the yayin. So maybe the havamina, but you shouldn't do this like yizork and oichlim, chinesh is a smuta. Right, the yizork and lefneim kloyois via goitin. You can throw in front of them wheat and nuts. Via moisacham in the summer months where the floor is not dirty, so it won't be nirsan. Avaloi via moisacham in this rainy season, the floor is all muddy, then you can't throw on the floor, be mevuzah. Avaloi gluskoyis, but a cake, that you can't throw, levi moisacham, levi moisacham. Because no matter how clean the floor is, when you throw cake on the floor, you're not going to eat it. Be mevuzah the cake, that you can't do. That's the side, you can't be master oichlim. But when you're not being master them, then you're allowed to throw it. Only pas, behold, you're not allowed to throw. Shashi moisacham, shein titve bedrochim. Avaloi gluskoyis, shrei afi moisacham, hein demosim bedrochim. Cake, no matter where you throw it, it's mevaz of the cake. It makes it meat. You won't be able to eat it anymore. Amir Rabbi Yehuda, but Sekunda says, really all the halachas are brought down. So when Shmuel said his first memra, that you're allowed to do whatever you want the pas, it's brought down in the case we're not being mamayis, you're not making the pas meat. An askumina is we want to use it as a spoon. Or more, you have a fork and a piece of bread, you use it together, put the food together. So really, using the bread as a spoon. So maybe it's not nice. Now we pass nearly Shmuel's halacha. You could do what you want from pas. Rabbi and not be mivazeh the pas. And at the end, Pasha, you're supposed to eat the bread. You shouldn't just throw it away. But even though you're using it for some purpose, it's mutter. Omer Rav Yehuda, shochas v'hichnes oichlem l'toich piv v'loi brocha. Somebody made a mistake. He took a drink or he put some food in his mouth. He's got to make a brocha rishoyna. So if it's an oichel, is the yetzim mitzalsim l'tzadechot, move it to one side of your mouth, omavarach, and make the brocha, make a shakal, make a bar priet, took a bite into the apple, leave the piece on the right side, and make the brocha. Tan yechoda, another brisa says, boilin, you're allowed to swallow it, without a brocha. Tan yidach, a third brisa says, poltin, you have to spit it out. So three sheets, what you do? Are you allowed to put it on one side, or else swallow it, or else poltin, spit it out? Tan yidach, another brisa says, misalkin, put it on the side. And the more like kashi, there's no theory here. Ho de tanya boilin, the tanya brice, it says you're allowed to swallow it, vimashkin. It's all about you have water in your mouth. And when you have water in your mouth, there's no way to put it onto one side, because you can't make the bracha when the water's in your mouth, you start choking. So the other way is spit it out. If you spit it out, you'd be mafsa the yechel. It's not right to use anymore. So male the eighth is, then we give you head, you're allowed to drink it. It's like a chiddush. Even though you're having hanor without a bracha, so I saw the Yeshita says the pshat is when you have the mashkin in your mouth already, it became so meis in your mouth that the matzav is thin now, like it's not even called having nena, like it became ois achiler anymore. Therefore, you're allowed to drink it already. As Alamo, we look at the mashkin before you put it into the mouth, it's something good, you have to give anor. But once it's in your mouth already, it's like got so meis already, so we let you swallow it rather than spitting it out. For the tanya poltin, that's the bright says, no, spit it out. Immediately mimic. So you took a bite into an apple, so you take the apple out of your mouth, the whole piece, it won't be mis, take it out, make the bracha bar create, and then put it back in, you create it again. So that's the best answer to do, is because it's not mis. The other tanya misalkan, that's what says, no, put it to one side, immediately mimic. And the thing that if you take it out of your mouth, it'll be mimic. You took a bite into something soft, it's got all this old sour crumbie in your mouth. So if you take it out, it'll be mis. So there the answer is, push it to the side and make the bracha inside. B'midi de mimis. So the more b'midi de le mimis, but the more kasha, something that's not mimis. You take a bite into the apple. So why do we say you have to take it out of your mouth and make the bracha? Leave it in already. B'midi de le mimis nami. L'sakin l'tzadech l'varach. What's wrong with just putting the apple to one side and make the bracha priates? Tigmo Rav Yitzchak Kiskaskoi Kaimed Rav Yosef Bar Avin Mishmed Rav Yochanan Mishum Shenema. The pasuk says Yemalei Titi Losecha. When you say Tiri, you say a bracha to Hashem, it should be with your whole mouth. So about the Metchil, you're supposed to say the bracha with nothing in your mouth. You shouldn't be chewing gum when you make a bracha. The mouth should be empty. So here, if it's something, you could take it out of your mouth and make the bracha and put it back in again. That's odd. The only answer is though, it's something that if you'll take it out, you'll be mamayis, you won't eat it again. So as hefts to the echlem, when Matthew used to say the bracha, after you put it to one side. But if you take it out of your mouth, or metchila, you're always supposed to make the bracha before you put something in your mouth. See Rashi? Boilin the Rashi, b'lay bracha. Poltin and mavarach of the chayis of yechlem. Mashkin boilin the Rashi, sheyesh lefalkun lechad melugma. You can't put it to one side, levarach. Loy lepoltin shemasidin. With mashkin, you can't make the bracha, you'll choke. But you can't spit it out because you'll be mastered it. So you gave you a hefty, you let it swallow it. Pulsum immediately mimis, but masha not some appear, but yachal asli yachlam. Spit out something that after you make the bracha, you put back in again. Immediately mimis nami, lomuli potla sakinu atzad echot. Now, the Gemara's Teretz, no, the Pulsum says, yimale pi tilosecha. So whenever you make a bracha, whenever you say tilot Hashem, it's me from the full mouth, nothing in your mouth. Yeah, we'll start over again from the bottom of Gemara and after Nun Amid Bey is the bottom by two dots. Omer Rav Yehuda says like this: Shochar, somebody forgot, v'ichnes eichnul teich piv, and he put food inside his mouth below bracha without making a bracha. So what should he do? So it says mesalkin l'sadech, let him push all the food on one side of his mouth, and mavarach still make the bracha. Now Tanya Chodah, one brayse says boilin, he could swallow it. For Tanya, the another brayse says poltin, should spit it out before he makes the bracha. For Tanya, the third brayse says mesalkin, push it to the side. Skor Takasha, what should he do again if he has the food in his mouth and he didn't make a bracha yet? So Lakasha is no stira. Hot is not that we learned boiling, should swallow it, the mashkin, that's by liquid. And Rashi said, because EF should push it to the side of your mouth, and therefore it's not kedai to spit it out and be mastered it.
Therefore, you let her drink it first and then make a bracha if you have more to drink. What the time of that, you will learn pulp and spit it out. The midid lemimah, some of the one gets ruined by spitting it out. That's the best way to spit it out and then make a bracha. What the time of that, we learn masak and push it aside. The midid lemimah, you to make the bracha with someone's side.